Hello, boys and girls. This is Mark of the Mark and Darryl Show. Mark and Darryl Show is heard every Sunday to midnight Eastern Standard Time on Rant Radio. And on a side note, if you missed the Mark and Darryl Show this weekend, you actually missed a good show because, most of the time we suck, but I particularly enjoyed myself this Sunday. And whenever I enjoy myself, that tends to mean we have an exceptionally good show. So give a listen. Maybe you'll enjoy yourself. It'll be on the archives on Risen.com probably sometime this week. If not, it'll replay on Wednesday right around 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on Rant Radio. Anyway, what's going on in the news today? Well, that Ukrainian vote, stuff's still going on. Ukrainian court mulls vote appeal. Ukraine Supreme Court debated whether or not the validity of presidential election results Monday. One province set a referendum on the autonomy and opposition threatened to further paralyze the nation via blockade. This could throw the nation into like a serious state of revolt, and I don't know. It's just some interesting stuff to watch. I'd hate to be a Ukrainian, I can tell you that much. And speaking of election fraud, we had a huge discussion on that topic concerning the United States on Risen.com and the Mark and Darryl Show last night. Apparently this is going on all over the blogosphere. These little mini battles are cropping up everywhere between extreme left-wing people and the right-wingers that voted for Bush, or people like me who just understand the physical impossibility of a nationwide conspiracy to get Bush into office. It's quite an interesting discussion. The latest shot has been fired by Joel Finkelstein in his column, The Same Side of Two Coins, on Risen.com. You might want to check that out. That's pretty interesting. Let's see. What else is going on today? Abbas? No, okay. See, this is going to be confusing. The guy that's leading the Palestinians' name is Abbas, and every time I see it, I think of the band. I'm like, Abbas, what are they doing in the band in the news right now? Abbas tells Palestinian media to avoid incitement. Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas has told official media to avoid broadcasting material Israel could view as incitement against it, a senior official said Monday about a move demanded by Ariel Sharon. Wow. Is there somebody reasonable actually leading the Palestinians? Boys and girls, we could see peace in the Middle East in our time if this sort of craziness keeps going on. But isn't that one of the signs of the end times when peace hits the Middle East? Huh. I don't know. Dalai Lama arrives in Buddhist-inhabited region of Russia for his first visit. This is something I read about earlier this week, and the Dalai Lama arrived on Monday to the first visit to Russia after Moscow abruptly reversed its refusal to grant the Tibetan spiritual leader entry. So, yay for Dalai. Despite the fact that, you know, this guy is one of the spiritual leaders for the Buddhists, and, it's like a big-time thing to get to meet him. I know a surprising number of people have actually met the Dalai Lama. About three people I know have met the Dalai Lama. Quite the coup, I suppose. Anyway, I guess that's it. My time is probably about to be running out anyway, and about a block away from the office. So, thanks for tuning in to the Drive to Work for Podcast News Update. That's it. Go to Risen.com if you want to read what I write, or email me at guesswho@risen.com. Talk to you later, folks. Dude.